Imagine finding a suitcase hidden for 22 years, containing belongings of someone you loved, someone you thought abandoned you, but never actually left town. This haunting discovery forms the backbone of Faithful Place, a psychological thriller set in the claustrophobic streets of working-class Dublin. Frank Mackey's life changed forever on a bitter December night in 1985. At 19, he stood shivering at their meeting spot with a worn rucksack containing everything he owned. He was ready to escape with his girlfriend Rosie Daly, ferry tickets to England tucked safely in their pockets, dreams of music industry jobs in London, and hopes of building a life far from their volatile family histories. But Rosie never appeared. After hours of waiting in the biting cold, Frank found a crumpled note suggesting she'd left without him. Heartbroken, he boarded the morning ferry alone, severing all connections with his family and the neighborhood that had shaped his youth. 22 years later, Frank is a divorced, undercover detective whose carefully constructed world begins to crack when his sister calls with news. Builders renovating their old meeting place have discovered Rosie's suitcase, perfectly preserved behind a fireplace. Inside are her favorite jumper, prized vinyl records, birth certificate, and those ferry tickets, now yellow with age, that should have carried them to their new life. Faithful Place functions as a living character, pulsing with working-class Dublin life. The neighborhood operates by unwritten rules, standing your round at the pub, backing your mates in fights, and maintaining silence about neighborhood business to outsiders. Though geographically near Trinity College, it exists in an entirely different cultural universe, divided by invisible social barriers. When Frank returns after his long absence, he finds the place in transition, Victorian homes being renovated by young professionals, while longtime residents struggle with aging properties. Yet beneath surface changes, old social networks remain stubbornly intact. The neighborhood's fierce insularity creates the perfect closed-room mystery setting, where everyone exists in an intricate web of relationships, knowledge is currency, and secrets function as both weapons and shields. French portrays how proximity breeds both intimacy and resentment. The Mackeys and Dollys, living barely 20 feet apart, exemplify this with windows facing each other like accusatory eyes, every family milestone unfolding under watchful gazes. The investigation reaches a horrific turning point when Frank and his brother find Rosie's skeleton beneath hastily poured concrete in their old teenage hangout. Forensic evidence reveals she was strangled and her skull smashed, her dreams literally buried with her. This discovery shatters Frank's reality. For 22 years, he believed Rosie had abandoned their plans, but now must accept that someone from their community murdered her the night they planned to escape. Frank uncovers a devastating connection. His father, Jimmy, and Rosie's mother, Tessie, had once been deeply in love before their families forced them apart. Jimmy turned to alcohol and married Frank's mother, beginning a cycle of abuse. When Rosie, who strongly resembled her mother, began dating Frank, something in Jimmy snapped. The parallels became unbearable. Another Mackey boy in love with another O'Byrne girl, planning the escape he and Tessie never achieved. The Mackey family epitomizes dysfunction, each member locked in distinct survival roles. Jimmy, the alcoholic father, terrorizes the household while his wife maintains a facade amid chaos. The five siblings developed unique coping mechanisms. Calculating Shay absorbed the worst abuse. Carmel adopted a genteel accent and married into respectability. Frank physically escaped but remained psychologically tethered. Kevin preserved innocence through his siblings' protection, and Jackie became the family peacekeeper. When Frank returns to Faithful Place, these dynamics immediately resurface. Despite his detective career, he automatically reverts to childhood patterns, obeying his father without question. The siblings resume their positions on the front steps, smoking and bickering as if time stood still. The novel shows how family inescapably shapes identity. During an argument with his ex-wife, Frank claims people inevitably hurt those closest to them, a perspective she attributes directly to his upbringing. His relationship with daughter Holly grows complicated when he discovers she secretly visited his parents. Throughout the story, characters are driven by a desperate desire to escape predetermined paths. For Frank and Rosie, England offered freedom from family expectations and class limitations, a chance at music industry jobs instead of factory work. This yearning spans generations. Frank's brother Shay saved for years dreaming of independence. Rosie's friend Imelda viewed her as the one who got away, lamenting how others became carbon copies of their parents, like Mandy becoming a housewife or Imelda herself, a welfare-dependent mother. The novel explores various escape strategies. Frank physically left but remained psychologically trapped, his undercover work enabling identity shedding. Shay's escape attempts turn violent. Others seek release through substances. French suggests true escape requires psychological liberation, not just physical distance. Even after decades away, Frank falls back into old patterns upon returning, haunted by his father's words, "Blood tells." When Frank finally has his brother at gunpoint, his decision not to shoot represents his true break from the cycle of violence. As Frank's investigation intensifies, evidence points to an insider familiar with the escape plans. The devastating revelation comes when Frank confronts his brother Shay, who confesses to killing Rosie to prevent Frank's departure. Shay justifies his actions, claiming Frank's escape would have trapped him in Faithful Place. "Every bloody time I get close to getting out, there's one of my own brothers holding me down." This twisted logic reveals how deeply damaged the Mackey siblings were by their upbringing. Frank later discovers Shay also killed their younger brother Kevin when he uncovered the truth years later. Violence passing from father to son, claiming multiple victims across generations. Frank faces an agonizing dilemma between detective duty and family loyalty. This internal war culminates in a raw confrontation where Frank nearly strangles Shay before his professional training prevails. The conclusion shows the price of choosing justice over tribal loyalty, making Frank a pariah and suggesting moral courage sometimes requires sacrificing defining connections. The story closes with Frank wandering through snowy Dublin, seeking its enduring parts, medieval street names, worn cobblestones, ancient walls, ignoring the cheap modern veneer. This image captures his search for authenticity amid crumbled certainties. Throughout the novel, characters struggle to define home. Frank built a new life with his daughter while remaining haunted by the place he left. His ex-wife's jaw-droppingly tasteful house lacks the warmth of his childhood community despite its material advantages. French suggests home exists in the tension between past and present. Frank's final wish, that somehow, before it was too late, we would all find our way back home, acknowledges both the impossibility of complete return and hope for reconciliation. The novel's most tender moments show characters creating temporary homes through connection. Frank and Holly ice skating, siblings sharing memories, a promised date with his ex-wife. Home isn't a destination, but a journey, requiring us to acknowledge the past without being imprisoned by it. Like Dublin, we carry our origins within us, transformed but never erased.